Books on Tape presents Lone Star Nation, How a Ragtag Army of Courageous Volunteers Won the Battle for Texas Independence, by H.W. Brands, read by Don Leslie. Part 1. The Banks of the Brazos, to 1828. Chapter 1. The Promised Land. The land was enough to excite any man's lust, and perhaps emotions more deadly. Geology and climate had shaped the region of Texas between the Gulf of Mexico and the Balcones Escarpment, almost as if they had human settlement in mind. Like most of the North American continent, this land formed beneath the sea, from sediment drifting down through tepid waters, inhabited by prehistoric crustaceans and bony fish. The bones and shells mixed with mud to form the chalky limestone that would characterize much of Texas when it surfaced. Eventually, the sea bottom rose, as it did all across proto-North America, but where in other parts of the continent the rising was rapid and disruptive, producing the jagged highlands of the Rocky Mountains and Sierra Nevada. In Texas, it was measured and calm. A handful of minor volcanoes spread lava across the landscape, but for the most part, the emergence involved little more than a gentle tilting of the sea floor, with the northwest rising slightly more than the southeast. The placid nature of this process and its undramatic outcome had two important results. First, it left Texas with no dominant river.